This is Eric Louvier. Welcome to this episode. What we're going to talk about today is somebody sent in a question on AskEricLouvier.com. If you haven't been there, go there. AskEricLouvier, my full name, .com, and ask a question, and I can answer it here on the podcast. So this person, I guess in a roundabout way, what I took from the question is this person wants to increase their self-worth. Okay, so they're having self-worth stuff, like credibility, like they want to increase their internal belief of themselves, and they're wondering what they could do to get there. And I have a lot to say about that. That's something that has, you know, been a big deal for myself and lots of other people. This is going to help a lot of people. So let's go ahead and unpack this and really dig into this. So if you're someone who wants to increase your self-worth, your internal inner game, your internal credibility and belief of yourself, then this episode is for you. And again, if you have some questions that you want me to answer, just go to AskEricLouvier.com. So let me tell you this. Back in 2006, you know, I really wanted to make $1 million. I was making a few hundred thousand dollars a year. It was the summer of 2006. I just quit my job. I was getting married. We moved to beautiful Lake Travis, Texas, where I always wanted to live, which is right outside of Austin. I mean, it's just been fantastic, right? So in 2006 is when I was making a few hundred thousand dollars a year. I wanted to make $1 million per year. I saw plenty of people in the market that was making $1 million a year. And I felt like if these morons can do it, so can I. So I wanted to make $1 million. So I started talking to people who had big names in that time who claimed that they were making this kind of money. And so I reached out to them and I asked them what it is that they were doing that I wasn't doing to make $1 million a year. And I got a lot of really great answers, you know, and I started doing what they were doing, and sure enough, I hit $1 million. They were selling home study courses for like $2,000. They were speaking on stages. They were being interviewed. They were being public. They were, they had high ticket coaching programs. They were doing teleseminars. I mean, they were doing forced continuity programs. They had membership sites. I mean, these kinds of things is what they were going to seminars and speaking at seminars and having their own seminars and workshops. So I started doing all that. But one of those guys said, hey man, this is what you want to do. If you want to go from where you are to where I'm at, is go get your name as a website. So EricLouvier.com, get a black and white photo taken of you, like a professional headshot, and put it on your website and just go do interviews and stuff and be visible, be public, speak. Public speaking. And I was like, okay. And I did that, and he was right. And in a nutshell, what that did is it increased my self-worth and my internal belief in myself. As soon as I decided to become that person that was stepping up onto the soapbox, right? The person that was getting out in front of the marketplace. As soon as I decided to be that person, then my self-worth went through the roof. So it's like, it's all connected, right? The rising tide lifts all boats. So everything is connected. And when you start doing some of these things, it rises everything, including your self-worth and the amount of money you make and, you know, all these other things. So what I want to talk about is to increase your self-worth is to increase your reputation. There's just so much I want to say about this. So like I did that back then, and it really made all the difference in the world. And I want to expand on it and really dig into this. So, you know, speak with authority, for example. Like there's a lot of people that won't do that. They won't get out in front of the marketplace and speak with authority. And as soon as they decide to even give it a try, they quit right away because of ridicule. Here comes some little jackass that's going to say something bad and be a hater, you know, on your social media post or on your interview or your podcast or whatever it is that you're doing. And then that's enough to shut it down and, you know, with your tail between your legs and quit. I mean, I know the feeling. We all hate haters. But it's part of the game, because not only are you going to get haters, but you're going to get a lot of fans too. So it just comes with the territory. It's like opposing forces. I didn't invent this universe, but it's like everything you do has an opposite reaction, right? So you have the fans that are going to come trucking in, but you also have the haters. You got to be able to be immune to ridicule, okay? Because if not, you're going to get defeated before you ever even start. So, but this all increases self-worth. Speak with authority, teach, you know, get out in front of the marketplace, take your personality, throw it out there, give advice, you know, dispense advice, disperse advice, get it all over the place. Be, do, have. Okay, be, do, have. If you want to be a millionaire, do what millionaires do and you'll have what millionaires have. Like if you want to increase your self-worth to a certain level, who is it that you want to be? Well, go ahead and be that person now. It's almost like fake it till you make it. Go ahead and be that person now. Like back then in 2006, when I was only making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, me and my wife, fiance at that time, went on this like West Coast trip because we'd never really been. Well, she had been to the West Coast, but I hadn't. So we went to like Grand Canyon and Sedona, Arizona, and Scottsdale and Las Vegas and Lake Mead and, you know, Hollywood and Malibu and San Diego, California, and just all over the place, right? Palm Springs. Like, we went and checked all that out and spent like a few weeks just on the road, just doing whatever we wanted to do. You know, we were engaged. We didn't have any children yet. We had a lot of money, and I can make money online, so it was all good. And we had a blast. But one of the things that we did while we were traveling around is, you know, this be do have thing. What would millionaire Eric be like? How would millionaire Eric act when we go book a hotel room? When I walk in and say, how much does a room cost? Do you have any availability? Things like that. You know, how would I carry myself? How would I dress? You know, these different things. And I was just like, wow, you know, that's pretty impactful for me. Like, I started realizing, you know, now that I've made millions, right? I'm just like, I still wear torn up shirts and shorts and stuff, so you can't take the hick out of it. But it's just really interesting to have the be do have, right? So my mentality or my self-worth is way, way higher than it was then, right? But, you know, I mean, I've had, like, for example, I filled out this form on a website to inquire about like investing in gold, and the guy's like, hey man, I'm on your list. And I'm like, what? He's like, I've been on your email marketing list for years. And I was like, you're kidding. It was like, it's a small world. Like, I've run into this, you know, a handful of times a year, and it's just like, this is kind of crazy. Like, you don't realize just how many people you reach. You know, just my ads are reaching 30,000 people a day or whatever, right? So you're getting out there into the public. So those kinds of things really help build self-worth. At least they do for me. So get out there, get in front of people, interview with people, focus on your brand, have your own products. When you have your own products with your own name on it, people are going to buy from you. Just sell, baby. The more you sell, the more people are going to get you on their radar, the more they're going to follow you, the more you're going to increase your self-worth. Make a lot of offers. Keep selling. Just sell, baby. Keep making offers. Keep putting buy now buttons in front of people. That's going to increase your self-worth too. Okay, so it's like fight or flight. Okay, it's like fight or flight. You get what I'm saying? So like, you either fight the resistance and you let it get to you and then you're defeated, or you fly where you're just like, you know, or no, take it the other way. If you fly, you're quitting and you let the resistance beat you. But if you fight it and you keep rolling. So if you're focused on be, do, have, focused on what it is that you want, focused on going in the positive direction where your mind is clearly focused on what it is that you want to achieve and your self-worth, right? And then you're not quitting and letting the resistance beat you, then eventually the resistance is going to bounce off of you. You got skin like a rhinoceros. Rejection and all that just bounces off of you while you continue to have blinders on to go forward with what it is that you want. Otherwise, any little resistance, any little obstacle, any little adversity, any little objection, any little jackass hater that shows up is going to derail you. You're going to quit with your tail between your legs and run for the hills. So fight or flight, right? So you want to keep fighting and focus on the fans. Focus on, you know, I look at it as like this. I work for one person. No, not me. No, not my wife. No, not my kids. I work for one audience, God. That's my audience. So like, if this podcast episode, for example, if it doesn't help one single person, like not one listener, like everybody's like, this is doing nothing for me. No, like it doesn't help one person. I still did it for God. That's my audience. And as long as I keep working for God, and this is my belief, right? I'm not trying to impose my beliefs on you. Easy. But I'm saying, for me, I work for God, not man. And so for me, this is me pleasing my God. So, but in the process, I'm pretty sure one or two people listening to this, especially the guy that sent in the question to askericluvier.com, is getting a lot out of this. Okay, so that's how I look at it. Speak on stage, write books, make offers, your own offers, have high ticket offers. You know, all of that's going to make a big difference. Be super active. out in the marketplace and selling and promoting. You want to toot your own horn as much as you can. Ignore the haters. They're going to hate you as soon as you stick your head out of the sand. They're going to be like whack-a-mole and go after you. Ignore your own mind. Your own mind's going to mess with you, okay? And your own mind is messing with you right now if you sent in a question asking me about self-worth. That's your mind messing with you, okay? So don't you either own your mind or your mind's going to own you. You got to allow yourself to receive. So many people out there, like, they want to allow, I don't need your money. No, I'll do it for free. No, I don't need your money. Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Nah, don't worry about it. It's complimentary. Like, no, when they show up, bill them. As soon as you start sticking your head out of the sand, as soon as you start putting yourself out there, as soon as you start being public, as soon as you start giving advice, as soon as you start teaching, as soon as you break through the resistance and get out there in front of the marketplace, as soon as you take your personality and just throw it out there to the marketplace, what's going to happen immediately is you're going to get resistance. You're going to get people, they're going to come after you, and they're going to attack you. You got to ignore the haters, right? But you're also going to get the people who come flooding towards you, your fans, the positive people that you are attracting. And you are attracting them because of your vibe. You're attracting them because of your energy. You're attracting them because of your magic. You're taking your magic and you're letting it out there. You're opening up instead of being in your little bubble. You're opening your bubble and letting it out there to the world. You're letting you get out there to the world in whatever form or fashion you're doing that. A product, a service, software, doesn't matter. You're putting your vibe out there into the world, to your employees, to your staff, to your marketplace, to your suppliers and vendors, to everyone out there, your friends, your family, your neighbors, your church, everyone. Okay, that's the vibe that you're putting out there to the world. And what's going to happen is you're going to get back that energy. The world mirrors you. So if you're walking around looking pissed off all the time, guess what you're going to get? Pissed off people. But if you're walking around smiling all the time, guess what you're going to get? Whole lot of smiles, baby. You get a lot of people smiling right back at you, right? So that's what's going on with your top of mind awareness of being that be, do, have person. Raise your game, raise your inner game, raise your level, right? To where you're vibrating out there, your magic, and you're putting your magic out there. Do you not have any magic that people won't want any of it? You got to have some of your magic. You got to have magic. Put that magic out there, and they're going to come in by the floodgates. They're going to come flooding in, right? The people that you want to attract, who are just like you. You like attracts like. The world is a mirror. They're going to come after you. But you're also going to get the haters. But ignore the haters and then accept in the blessing that comes from the people that are attracted to you. And they're going to come flooding in. They're going to come from all over the place. You're going to be like, where are all these people coming from? And when they show up, and they're going to show up in masses, bill them. Sell them. Charge them. Invoice them. Stick a buy now button in front of them. Here's my buy now button for you. Go to disclosuregroup.com. Buy it. Like I'm telling you right now, put an invoice in front of them. Put a buy now button in front of them because they're going to come in by the truckload. There's so many people out there have millions of followers on their podcast. They don't make any money. Why? They're just after the significance of having a podcast. Put a buy now button in front of them. Sell something like I just did. Like right now, 20 people just went to disclosuregroup.com. Like right now. Okay? Now, 30 more just went to disclosuregroup.com because I said disclosuregroup.com. You see what I mean? Go to askericluvier.com. Ask me a question. What I'm saying is you got to bill them when they show up. Allow yourself to receive the blessings. That's going to increase your self-worth. Don't have imposter syndrome. Don't be so shy and so timid that you're going to get squashed in this world. Fortune favors the bold. Have some courage. Success is not about confidence. It's about courage. None of us had the confidence, okay? I didn't have the confidence. It took 10 years to get any confidence. It's not confidence. Confidence is not what makes you successful. It's courage. Like, don't give me somebody that has a bunch of talent. Talent means nothing. Talent Don't give me talent. Don't give me someone that has a bunch of potential. Oh, he has a lot of potential. Potential is a French word that means you ain't worth a damn yet. Potential is a French word that means you ain't worth a damn yet. Like, don't give me someone with potential. Don't give me someone with talent. Don't give me someone with skills. All skills do is pay the bills. We want more than that. Don't give me skills. Plenty of skillful people out there drawing unemployment, watching Netflix, doing nothing with their lives, playing Call of Duty all day. Don't give me skills. Don't give me talent. There's a lot of wasted talent. There's a lot of millionaires out there that aren't millionaires because their talent's wasted. Don't give me any of that. You know what I want? I want someone with courage. Give me the brave soul that's willing to do whatever it takes. Give me that person that's like, man, Eric, I'm scared to death to get up here on this YouTube video, but I'm going to do it anyway. Give me that person. Give me the person that's like, you want me to go ask people to promote for me as an affiliate? And nobody knows who I am? Yes. Be that person, the courageous person that says, well, I want it. I'm hungry. I'll do it anyway. Give me the person that says, I'm going to run ads. I'm going to put my name out there. I'm going to interview people. Give me the person that says, I'm scared to death to get up on this stage and speak in front of these 1,000 people, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to make myself do it. I'm going to force myself to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. And get out. Life is too short, and they get up in front of the stage, on the stage in front of all those people and do it. And they love it, and they walk off the stage with a standing ovation. Life changed. That's the one I want. That's the one I want on my team, is the person with courage. So if you're someone that wants to increase your self-belief in yourself, then you got to go outside the comfort zone to get it. Because what's happening is you're shrinking. You're imploding on yourself. You're imploding within yourself. Your mind is owning you instead of you owning your mind. You're staying in your comfort zone. So your self-belief is not strong enough. Your self-worth is not strong enough to go outside your comfort zone. It's like when I first started charging 10 grand, 15 grand and higher. It's like I was freaked out by that. But I raised my self-worth. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm totally worth it. I mean, I've had all these people quit their jobs. I've had people hit millions of dollars through my teachings and my following, my system and me coaching them. Why am I not charging those kinds of fees? I should be charging $1 million. And sure enough, you know, it's a self-worth thing. I had to condition myself and work on that stuff to allow myself to receive that kind of revenue from one person, one client, one customer. So you got to allow yourself to do that too. You gotta stop doing what everyone else is doing. You know, the average, don't do what the average do. Be above average. Be above average, right? Do what the average people are not doing. Like, the average people aren't going to get on stage. They're not going to get up there and perform. Let me put it this way, actually. That's a big lesson just in itself. You want to treat everything that you're doing in your business like a performance. Like, the whole business is a performance. You're just performing every day. And if you look at everything that you're doing in your business as a performance, then your business will skyrocket. Because that's what, it's just like, we could do a whole weekend workshop on that one point. Like, if you treat your business like a performance, let's say people call your office. How would treating that like a performance increase your results as a business? Well, don't just answer the phone, hello. That's not a performance. A performance would be, it's a beautiful day here at Web Vance. How are you doing? You know, something silly. Something like a performance. Like, I'll never forget, you remember America Online? So back in the 90s, like the early 90s, like to get on the internet, you know, you had to like call in on the phone line to get online. And, you know, they charge you every month. Well, I remember like calling in to cancel America Online. I didn't want it anymore. Like, I had internet at the apartment community I lived at. So I was like, I don't need America Online anymore. I got the real internet. So, you know, I'm going to cancel. And I never forget the guy that answered the phone would sing all of his answers and everything. Well, okay, Eric, that sounds like a great. And he was just singing. I was just like, I never forgot that, dude. It was a total performance. And like, we could talk about this forever. Everything that you do in your business, if you treat it like a performance, your emails that you send out, your posting, the pictures, your videos, your products, everything is a performance, then you will just skyrocket. Why? Because people live lives of quiet desperation. And you're entertaining them in all aspects of your business. But not only that, it dials in your business better when you treat it like a performance. It's fantastic. Treat it all like a performance. And if you have that mindset to treat it like a performance and you show up with that mindset, I'm treating it like a performance, then you're going to see massive results and differences. So for example, with the whole be, do, have, like me and my wife decided we were going to go, this is when we were engaged in 2006, and we went on that West Coast journey, and we were, you know, going from hotel to hotel. We went to Vegas, and we went to Sedona, Arizona. We went to Scottsdale. We went to Hollywood and Palm Springs and Malibu, and we were staying at all San Diego, and we're staying at all these different places. And you know, we just had a little fun. I was like, you know what? At that time, I was only making a couple $100,000 a year. I wanted to make a million. So I was like, what would millionaire Eric Louvier be like? Be, do, have, right? How would millionaire Eric Louvier act? How would he walk? How would he think? How would he talk? How would he go about booking a hotel room? How would he go about renting this car that we rented? You know, all these kinds of things. And really, it was an instant change. Like, I'd walk into the hotel instead of being like, well, can you give me a discount on this? You know, how many rooms you have left? I would go in and I said, hey, what's the best room that you have? Do you have like a penthouse here? These kinds of things. And, you know, how would I act? Or at least how did I want to act? And by doing that, it really transformed my mind, at least at that time. It was fun, but I'll never forget it. And really, it only took a few months after that for me to hit the million-dollar level. Okay, so you want to treat your business like a performance. You want to approach your business like a performance. And then what happens is you become that person. You start to become a version of that person even. And then your income comes, the self-worth comes. The self-worth, the self-belief is all connected to your reputation. It's all connected to the rising tide that lifts all boats. If you start getting in front of people and you start taking different actions, you're going to start receiving different results. And when you start receiving these different results, you're going to feel way, way better about yourself. But if you're letting everything defeat you, like you won't speak on stage, you won't do a podcast interview, you won't send out emails, you won't run ads, you won't have your own product, you won't put your own name out there, you're scared of the internet, you're hiding behind the internet, you know, all these kinds of things, then of course you're going to have low self-worth because you're letting your mind beat you instead of you beating your own mind. You follow me, Jack? You know what I'm saying? Like, you get my drift? Like, you're basically out there just kicking your own ass all the time. So don't do that. Let it out. Open up. Get out of your bubble. Like, picture this bubble around you, right? Like, everywhere you go, there's a bubble. It's green, right? There's a green bubble. You can't get past it. And then all of a sudden, you pop the bubble, and now you're, like, let out all the gases, and you're, like, able to, like, send your vibe and your magic out in there into the world and the universe. Do you have magic? Put that magic out there into the world, that life force out there, that vibe, and put it out there. Attract in what you're putting out. Go help people. Go be of service to people. Perform for people. Entertain these people. Teach these people. Give to these people. Help these people sincerely. Think about things that you've had to do to help yourself. I mean, most of these podcast episodes is me just teaching myself. I don't know if you're getting anything out of these, but I'm sure learning a lot, okay, by going out there and being able to teach this stuff. You see what I'm saying? Go teach. Go be in front of the market. Go be that person that you want to become. So, I mean, to rock on from here, what people buy is people buy a performance. What people buy is people buy your reputation. They're not buying your videos. They're not buying your books. They're not buying your, you know, manuals or any of that kind of stuff. They're buying your reputation. They're buying the solution to the problem, right? They don't really care about you. They care about themselves, but they buy from those they know, like, and trust, right? With keyword being like. So you want to have a reputation about yourself, some clout. You know, you want your name to carry some weight about it, and you want to have a reputation, have your reputation walk ahead of you wherever you go. You want your reputation to precede you wherever you go and whatever it is that you do. Precede your offers, precede your pitches, precede your programs. So, like, you want to build a reputation, but you ought to think about that before, you know, you go about doing this. Like, who do you want to be? What do you want to be known for in the marketplace? Like, pick 4, 5, 10 different things about yourself that you want to embellish or amplify and bring to the surface and let the world know about these things. So, like, for me, I let the world know. Like, I tell it like it is. I'm always, like, saying I tell it like it is. I tell it like it is. I tell it like it is. And guess what? People started saying, you know, that Eric Louvier is great. He tells it like it is. And because I'm telling everyone I tell it like it is. I want that to be known. I tell it like it is. I'm not giving you the fluff. I'm telling it like it is, right? So, you know, just direct to the point. People are like, you're so refreshing because you tell it like it is. I talk about, you know, going to the Cayman Islands all the time, where people are, they're like, hey, mon, you know, like they'll write the word M-O-N, mon, instead of man. Like that. I mean, people like reach out to me about the Cayman Islands all the time. Hey, we're going on a cruise to the Cayman Islands, or we're flying. Where do we go? What do we do? You know, it's like, it's really, there's people that go to Cayman just because I'm always going to Cayman. So that's something I want people to know. Aspen, Colorado, we always go to Aspen, so I'll always talk about it. So people go to Aspen. People ask me about Aspen. They associate me with Aspen because I'm always talking about it. Family, man, I'm always talking about my family and my kids. So you want people, I'm from Texas, all right, Texas. So people resonate with that. Like, there's people from around the world that know what Texas is, you know, and they're like, tell me about Texas. So it's really interesting. So you want to pick what it is you want the market to know about you, and then go make sure that you let them know what you want them to know about you. Because if you don't let them know what you want them to know about you, they're going to make up their own mind and come to their own conclusions on who you are. And you may not like what they present about you in the marketplace. So form, frame, mold, and teach the market what you want them to think of you. And think about that ahead of time. What are some things about you that you want the marketplace to know about you, okay? And then get it out there, send it out there, repeat it all the time. Tell stories about it, and people will start to repeat those stories and that stuff back to you. So you gotta have some snap about your name, some weight about your name. You gotta have, this is a huge lesson, huge. If you don't paint the picture of what you want the market to think of you, they will make up their own mind and create a reputation for you. So you might as well tell them what you want them to know, be known for. Like, you, your reputation will go where you go, but you have to muster your reputation for yourself. You have to create it, orchestrate it, choreograph it, engineer it for yourself. Like, here's an example. Like, I get on sales calls. Let's say I get on a sales call. Sales call number one. Someone says, who's this? Eric, what? Who? What are you? Who are you? What is this about? What? Why are you calling me? That's sales call number one. What kind of guarantees do you have? Send me some references. Like, that's call number one. Call number two is completely different. Sales call number two is, hey, Eric, it's so great to talk to you. I was sitting here waiting for your call. I'm so excited to talk to you. Love your stuff. Listen to your podcast every time it comes out. Great stuff. I love your tell it like it is demeanor. I can't wait to go to Cayman with you. Like, they show up differently. I'm actually a little nervous getting on this call. Like, they show up completely different. Those are the differences in the two calls. What's the difference? Well, sales call number one, my reputation did not precede me before I got on that call with that person. So they're like, who are you? What do you want? Why are you calling me? Why are you bothering me? Eric Louvier, who? Never heard of you. Like, that's not what I ever want to be involved with. Sales call number two, well, they're a fan before I ever get on the phone with them because it was orchestrated that way. They had to watch a video before they booked the call. They booked the call, and then they got another video they had to watch. They got emails from me. They got audios from me. They Googled me. They saw my name out there. They listened to some podcasts. They watched some videos, and then they're on the phone waiting for me, and they're like, man, I love your stuff. I was so excited to talk to you. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's completely different. That's what I'm talking about. Get your reputation popping. When you get your reputation popping, that self-worth will go through the roof, man. It will go through the roof. You'll feel completely different about yourself. Do the things. Take the tasks. Put the actions out there that is uncomfortable. You're living in comfort land. And that's eating you up from the inside because you know you got more in you. You know you got more to do. You know you can put more output out there. You can take your personality, throw it out there into the marketplace. Teach. Get outside your comfort zone. Get outside your bubble. Stop operating in that damn box. Get outside the damn box. Get it out there and watch what happens. Your reputation will go through the roof. Your self-worth will go skyrocketing high. Let me tell you this. Check this. Watch this out. So this guy comes to my seminar back in, I think it was 2007. He attends my seminar. First seminar he's ever been to. My seminar. He shows up. He's hungry, right? He wants to succeed. He stands out to me. But he's a bit of a geek, you know, kind of a nerdy guy. And, you know, shy or something awkward about him. But I didn't know what to think of him. So he was impressive, but I don't know, something was off. Later on, he does his own seminar, and he invites me to speak. So I go down to speak, and there's like 25 people in this room. So it was a really small seminar. But bless his heart, he's trying, right? He's putting himself out there. And so I show up at lunchtime, right? So I knew my time to speak. So I show up at lunchtime. I'm grabbing some salad at the salad bar. There's a couple of attendees that are in line in the salad bar with me. And one was a lady. And she said, "You're the one I'm really looking forward to listening to. And I've been telling everybody about you. And everyone here is really upset because, like, it's just a big pitch fest. And nothing's working right. And the microphone keeps going out. And there's all these problems, right?" So I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I knew it was his first seminar, and I knew he was pretty new to making money online and all this. So anyway, I get up there and I give my speech, and that was the first time I ever gave a speech and got a standing ovation like that. It was really cool. But the thing was, is he had never, you know, done a seminar before. And so later on, a couple of years later, fast forward, he comes to one of my big events out in Georgia, Atlanta. And we have a lot of people at that. There's a big old huge conference room, right? And he gets up on stage and does a fantastic job. I mean, he rocks the place, right? And I'm like, wow, people really admire him. This time, though, people were telling me how they couldn't wait to listen to him talk. Right? So I was like, wow, he's really come a long way after a couple of years. So he comes, we're like standing around in this little guru circle. And there's like, you know, some speakers and top marketers, and it's kind of like the VIP room or whatever, like the second room over from the conference room that's like private. You can't come in here. You know, he's in there and we're all talking, and he goes, "Man, Eric," he puts his hand on me because he's a little taller than I am, puts his hand on my shoulder. "Man, Eric, I got to tell you, you're a way better speaker now than you used to be. Have you been like taking speaking classes and stuff? I mean, you sounded really fantastic out there, and you've just really come a long way as a speaker, and I just want to tell you that." And I was like, what the heck, dude? I knew you when you were like this little, like, hungry, nerdy, little geeky kid that couldn't even, like, and now you're telling me, like, he changed his whole demeanor. He's completely different now. He's a guru. People admire him. He makes millions of dollars. He's super successful, and you probably know who he is. His name's big now in the marketplace. But yet, then he was nobody. I watched him grow up to the point where he thought he was above me. How dare he? But you get my point, right? Like, I watched him go from a little nobody, shy and timid and geeky and weird, to, "Oh, you're doing so great, Eric. Look at you now." Like a completely different person. Look, be, do, have. His self-worth went through the roof. He went from being poor to being rich. And it changed everything for him. It's like lottery winners, right? You could take you could take a lottery winner. This person was like, you know, it was like some podunk hick, like living in a trailer, right, in the hood, drinking Natty Lights all day in his tidy whities with, like, you know, chicken wing sauce all over his Walmart t-shirt. This is a trashy hick. And then he wins the lottery for like $100 million. Okay, so now he's like $100 millionaire. And then soon he decides he wants to get away from friends and family because they're driving him crazy. So he moves to Turks and Caicos or the Bahamas or something to get away from all the friends and family. And now he's all cocky, stuck up. He drives a convertible Bentley, and he's got those fake pearly white teeth. And, you know, he's got Botox and bleached blonde hair now. And he's got a big gold necklace with an emblem on it. And his license plate says Born to Win. Like, completely different demeanor, completely different lifestyle. He's all cocky now, right? All fashionable. And where before he was drinking Natty Lights, you know, with his whitey underwear t-shirts with buffalo chicken wing sauce all over his shirts. A hick. See the point? Raise your self-worth now. Be that person now. Be that $100 millionaire now. One of the biggest, baddest, best things you could ever do is build up a reputation and clout in your marketplace. I mean, if you like money and all, then I would suggest you do that. I mean, there are many, many people who would like kind of, you know, poo-poo on what I'm saying right now. That they're like, oh, that's not me. I'm a good person. I'm not gonna like put myself out there like that. Like, I don't want to be a guru. I could do this without being a guru. I don't need to be a guru. And it's like all that stupid jazz. But the cold, dirty truth is, many, many of your favorite gurus did exactly what I'm saying here to you. They did what I'm telling you to do. Build your reputation. Increase your self-worth by increasing your reputation. Build your self-worth by doing all these uncommon things commonly well. Start speaking on stage. Start teaching. Start being in front of people. Start taking your picture, putting it out there. Start teaching. Start doing videos. Start doing audio. Start doing a podcast. Write your own books. Get out in front of the market and do those things that you know you ought to be doing, but you're too scared to do. Have courage. Do those things, and the reputation will skyrocket and your self-worth will fall right behind it. Your self-worth trails your reputation. So many people out there tooting their own horn. Like, have you ever been on Clubhouse and one of those like audio sessions where everyone's like, you got the speakers and then you got the people that follow the speakers and then you got the low life people that no one follows, right? It's kind of funny. And so you got these speakers speaking. Have you ever like just listen to what they're saying? Or like, how do I put this? Listen to what they are saying, but listen more to what they are doing. Does that make sense? Like, listen to what they are doing. Like, don't listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they're doing. Read between the lines of what they're doing. Like, for example, someone will say something like this. Like, hey, I got to go here in a few minutes, guys. So I just thought I'd jump on real fast. Real busy over here. Got a crazy day. Got a bunch of interviews and everything to do. So look, I just want to share this real quick. What'd they do? They tooted their own horn. They're just taking every opportunity they can to throw their reputation out there in the market. It's like they're desperate to be famous. And that every chance they get, they're tooting their own horn, tooting their own horn, tooting their own horn, even though they're doing it indirectly. Have you ever noticed that? Like, that, this is what people do constantly. Indirect, humble brags. What's the first law of publicity? Toot, toot, toot your own horn. Okay. Look, a couple more things I want to say here. One thing I want to say is I want you to only use what I'm talking about for positive gain. Like, only use this for positive gain to help your brothers and sisters on planet Earth. Use this to help people. Like, I use this as I have an audience of one, and that is God. Okay, I've mentioned this many times, but I have one audience member, God. Like, hopefully this podcast episode helps you. Hopefully it helps a lot of people. But even if it helps nobody, like everyone that listened to this were like, this isn't doing nothing for me. It's not helping me at all. I'm out of here. I don't care. I have an audience of one. I work for God, not man, right? So that's me. That's my beliefs. That's my beliefs. It's my beliefs, okay? Now, for you, you have to understand that you need to use this for positive gain. To help people, not to screw people over, okay? I just need to say that. If you use it for positive gain where your intention and your intent is to help other people, then it'll work great. If your intention is to just take people's money and just, you know, pull the wool over their eyes and to be some fake person and all that, then it's not going to work. What I'm saying is take your personality and take who you are and put it out there to the marketplace. I'm not saying go be a fake guru on stage and fake and all that kind of crap. That's not me. That's not what I'm telling you to do. I'm saying take your personality and go build a reputation about yourself. If you talk really slow and like, you know, really quiet and just soft and you throw that out there, you're going to attract people just like that. You see what I'm talking about? Like the world mirrors you. But if you live in your little bubble and you're just staying in your little bubble, you're not going to go anywhere. Nothing's going to change. You can start beating yourself up and your self-worth's going to go down. Have some discipline about what you're doing. But use this for positive gain. Also, like again, you just got to let yourself receive too. Increase your life force, increase your brand, increase your vibration, but let yourself receive the money. Many people sabotage it. You want to amplify your reputation, amplify your self-worth, so you allow yourself to receive more money. Like when I first moved into my first $1 million house, I was way out of my element. I continually sabotaged myself time and time again from receiving great things like this. And I still do sabotage myself from time to time. Great things like this, like I'll just like mess them up. All it takes is some misfortune to happen. You know what I mean? Like some little financial crisis or the IRS to knock on your door or something. And then all of a sudden, you don't feel so good about yourself. So you sabotage your success. And you go back to poverty, stinking thinking. Don't ever let that happen. Know that any setback is temporary and it's just part of the game. And we all go through crises. You're either in a crisis, just came out of a crisis, or about to go into a crisis when it comes to business. So understand that we all always have setbacks and letdowns and failures in crisis situations and catastrophes in our business. It's just part of life. This life is broken. This world is broken. Nothing works right. We're all broken. The world's broken. Nothing works right. Okay, so understand that you're going to make mistakes. You're going to embarrass yourself. You're going to feel like a fool from time to time. You're going to feel stupid from time to time. People are going to hate on you. People are going to rip you. Okay, they're going to ridicule you. You're going to go through life constantly facing resistance all the time, every day, hourly. Okay, so what are you doing? Do you have your suit of armor on to resist that and to get through that and to battle that and to keep moving forward for what it is that you want to achieve? To increase your self-worth is to increase your courage. It's to increase your bravery to do the things that you know you should be doing, but you're not doing them. You're beating yourself up. You're in your own head. You're sabotaging your own success. You're spinning your own wheels. You're putting up your own imaginary barriers that aren't even there or not even real. Your mind is going in circles as opposed to a very clear, direct, forward path. All of that is jacking with your own head, making your self-belief go down the tubes. So you want to increase your reputation, increase your brand, increase your courage. And if you're experiencing change or crisis, look, if you're experiencing a crisis in your business or life, crisis is just change trying to take place. Crisis is just change trying to take place. So build your reputation, build your self-worth, and people will follow that. And again, the rising tide lifts all boats. Look, you cannot have a lack mentality and an abundant life. You can't have a low self-worth and a high income. You can't have lack mentality. You can't have stinking thinking. You can't have a poverty mindset and have a truly abundant life. You can't have faith and doubt at the same time. This is an opposing force. It's a double standard in this world, right? Is opposing forces. You can't do that. You're a double-minded man, like it says in the Bible. You got to decide what it is that you want, who you want to be, and go for it and withstand the resistance. Build your house on solid ground with concrete and stone. Spend the extra time figuring out what you want the market to think of you. get out in front of the market. Sell, 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 sell. Market, market, market. Make offer after offer. If an offer fails, then move forward. So what? We all have offers that fail all the time. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, okay? You cannot have stinking thinking, a poverty mindset, like some hick drinking Natty Light, and have an abundant life. You got to act as if. You got to ask yourself, what would a millionaire say to others? How would a millionaire be? How would a millionaire class act carry himself or herself? You got to be Tom Ford on the outside and Tom Ford on the inside. You don't want McDonald's bags, right, and trash all over your Bentley convertible so everyone can see it. But more importantly, you want to feel better about yourself. All right. What a great episode. What a great topic. If you have a question for me, go to AskEricLuvier.com. I brought the thunder on this episode. Just sell, baby. All right, I'm out of here. Adios, amigos. Stay groovy. God bless you. Prosperity to you. Here's my favorite Bible verse, John 12:46. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in the darkness. That's the best. That's the best. All right, I'm out of here. Adios. He gone. Battle this day.